Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
I was driving here and I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about. My mind was blank and empty, and I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about tonight. I started to get a little nervous. And then I had my one god sister call me, and she started talking to me about how she wanted to create an online course and if I can help her. And so we started talking, and we came up with an idea that she is going to create an online course on life lessons, the Bhagavad Gita. So I asked her, what is an example of a life lesson from the Bhagavad Gita? And one of the verses, Krishna talks about yoga and how one should find equanimity in all things. Good life lesson. But how does that apply to you? What does equanimity even mean? A lot of times when I hear these things, I'm like, okay, well, what's that mean? And I like to look at life as a sort of a pulsation. Life moves in and out, week in and week out. And there are days when I wake up, and there's weeks when I wake up and I feel really good. And I feel really expansive. And I feel like everything's working out for me. And then there's days when I wake up and I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. I feel really heavy. I feel really dark and tired. And I go through these pulsations back and forth. I feel good, I feel heavy, I feel good, I feel heavy. And when I think about equanimity, and when I think about that as a yogi, I think about that in a way that I try to make my expansiveness and my contractness not as vast. So you look at yourself, or you look at certain people that you surround yourself with, and we all have these people, and you see them, and they seem to go through these really, really, very vast expansiveness and contractingness. One day the world is great for them and everything is really open. They feel really good and really powerful. And the next day you see them, they feel very sad and very despaired. And they go into this really deep, dark cave, and they go into this really big, expansive universe. And so because they keep going through this pulsation, and it's really big, it's really vast, and it keeps going back and forth, their lives are very hard for them because they keep going through these really extreme vacillations. We want to be able to not be in both places in the extreme. To find that steady state of consciousness. Well, when those good things come to us, we embrace them. When we feel good about ourselves, we embrace them. And when we feel a little bit of discord or despair, we don't wallow in it. And that's how we find equanimity. And we do that through our practice. So what I want you to do is I want you to sit up tall here. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about how you feel and how you thought this week. Or maybe next week or last week. How did you feel when you woke up on Sunday? It was the weekend. It's the second day. Did you feel good? Did you feel relaxed? Did you feel open and expansive? And then how did you feel on Monday? What was your attitude when you started your week? What state of consciousness were you in? And then how do you feel today, Wednesday? Do you feel tired or do you feel awake? Do you go through extremes from the weekend to the weekday? Do you go through extremes from the beginning of the week to the end of the week? We want to feel the same as much as possible through all 7 days of the week. Bring your hands together. Close your eyes if you haven't already and sit up tall. Maybe take this moment here to dedicate your practice this week to finding more balance and harmony between your work day and your play day, between the good and the bad, through the sensations and the pulsations of life.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.